Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker. Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am your host, Tanya Parker, here to dish up some deliciously delectable consciousness-raising creations for your mind, body, and soul. Before we proceed, I want to make sure that we give a shout-out to Gay Adegbolola, who brings us in each show with Hungry Woman Blues. And I always joke and say we have the cure for that here on Mind, Body, and Soul Food, the Hungry Woman and Hungry Man Blues, on first and second Sundays at 6 when we dish up a dollop of divinely delicious, natural and holistic healing to feed your mind, body, and soul. So tonight is a very special night because this month, July 2015, marks our fifth anniversary. It is so hard to believe that this show has been going for 5 years, and it has been such an amazing journey. I answered Spirit's call many moons ago to work within my practice and ministry, which is now called Mind, Body, and Spirit Works. And my mission is to facilitate expression of one's highest self through divinely inspired and assisted holistic healing, teaching, coaching, and writing services. And so I've done so much over the years. I've worn so many hats. I'm mixing metaphors here, but, you know, I have served up a lot of sacred offerings, from counseling to coaching, teaching to massaging, Reiki to writing, recording meditation CDs, and I always tell everyone, you know, when it comes to children, it's not nice to play favorites, but when it comes to my babies, my creations, I love them all. But there's a special place in my heart for Mind, Body, and Soul Food, which has provided an opportunity each month over the past 5 years to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of some amazingly gifted holistic healers and light workers from not just around the D.C. metro area, not just around the country, but we have gone international as well. And we couldn't do it without you amazing listeners who support the show. So I thank you all from the bottom to the top to the middle of my heart. And also a special thank you to those who tuned in last month, when we had a special show, we had another record, Reverend Dr. Craig Wright, who was on for the fifth time in 5 years, and he provided a numerology mid-year check-in. He was outstanding, as always, and I have some wonderful notes that I've been following up with, and I've been seeing how the numbers have been really coming into fruition in my life, and so I'm so grateful. And then on second Sunday, we did a rebroadcast because we had a last-minute cancellation. So ask Spirit, which show are we going to rebroadcast instead of not having any show at all? And so one of my very favorites from 2012 came forth, and we had naturopathic physician and holistic chef Dr. Damon Jones, who came on discussing holistic heart health. And it was a wonderful reminder because I sat there and I listened throughout the show. It was a wonderful reminder of the information that she gave. And I do apologize because you could listen to the archives on demand for that show, but or listened live via computer, but those who went to call in to listen, because I did not call in, they weren't able to listen in that format, so I do apologize for that. We are still learning and growing 5 years later. So all of our shows over the past 5 years are actually on demand, so I invite you to check out any show that you have missed. So let's fast forward to tonight, and, you know, I always say we're in for a treat, and I mean it every time, and I do mean it tonight. We have a newbie to our show, and this lady is a powerhouse of energy. She is the epitome of grace and is brilliant, beautiful, and an amazing channel of spirit. And I'm really proud to call her my friend and healing sister. So I'm thrilled she's here to jumpstart our 5th year anniversary. So we have this huge queue that has been lining up. So without further ado, let's give a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to Reverend Julianne Robertson. Hey there, Julianne.
Hello, how are you?
I am most excellent, thank you. I am feeling fine on this 5th anniversary. How are you?
I am fine. I'm so grateful that you have asked me to be a part of the Mind, Body, and Soul Food Experience. I'm honored, and I just want you to know, I don't want to get overcome. Wait a minute, let me take a breath.
Okay, take a breath.
I want you to know that you are a vessel of so much love, so much truth, and so much peace. And your influence and your reach is both global and intergalactic.
Wow.
And I love you so very much. I just had to say that in thanks.
Thank you. I was the one who had to take a breath on that one, too. That was so beautiful. Thank you so, so much. Now, you know, it's been a couple of years, I guess, since we met and we've become friends and gotten to know each other. And so I'd love for our listeners to find out more about you. So if you could share with them who you are and what do you serve at your healing table?
Absolutely. I'm an attorney in private practice. I have 4 amazing children. I am a recent graduate of the New Seminary for Interfaith Studies, and I received a master's in theology. I want to give a shout-out to my very closely held and dearly beloved teachers, who include Reverend Dr. Jay Spates, Reverend Anthony Farmer, Reverend Quentin J. Stroud, and a host of others who have nurtured me and taken care of me in my moments. I want to say thank you so much to the Most High, the Creator, for bringing us to this point. One of the things that I love to do and one of the things I've been gifted with is the ability to see the highest manifestation of a human soul and to receive insight on opportunities and challenges which present to the soul to bring someone from where they may be to a new level of consciousness and conscious awareness of God. For a while, I was doing weekly sessions, weekly healing circle, which included angelic channeled messages. I also have to give a shout out to someone I love dearly, Reverend Daniel Newsom. I stumbled on his YouTube videos And he channels the Archangel Uriel, the Archangel Raphael, the Archangel Michael, and the Holy Spirit of God. And as I was watching, I could feel, this is going to sound a little different, I could feel my voice. There was a flutter in my throat center. And I could hear through clairaudience, this is something that you will do. This is something that you can do. And so I always give honor to Reverend Newsom because he brought a truth from another dimension into this realm, and I'm ever grateful to him.
Wow, he is amazing, and we have been so blessed to have him come and visit us at Tacoma Park Chapel in Silver Spring over the past few years. And so, wow, you are in good company with your teachers, that is for sure, and I guarantee every one of them would say that they have also learned from you.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know, oftentimes we tend to try to separate various parts of ourselves. And I always experience you as an embodiment of love and peace. And so you mentioned earlier that you are an attorney. And, you know, when we think about law, which can bring out the competitive and adversarial nature of many, how do you manage to maintain who you are?
The various parts of the self will come forward in times of need. And in honesty, my grandfather, my father's father, was an attorney, and he helped thousands of people here in Washington, D.C., and I went to law school to honor him and to try and to continue some of the civil rights work, the human rights work, and the personal empowerment work that he did. He graduated from Howard Law School in 1948, and I was two. He passed away at age 45 when I was two.
Wow.
And so, you know, I would give almost anything to watch him argue a case or even just, you know, hold his hand. But his spirit continues with me and supports me in both the legal work and the spiritual work. And they really are, in many ways, the same in the sense of taking on a cause on behalf of another.
Interesting.
So the love and support of the universe is available through me as a legal advocate, but then also as a person who engages in intercessory prayer and in meditation and in the effort to support people in what they hope to achieve in the earth realm.
Wow. Now, as our listeners can hear, you are a woman of many gifts. And you mentioned how you heard from listening to Reverend Daniel Newsom that you would be channeling messages. Did you know prior to that? Did you have any inkling? Did you have any special connection, or were you in touch with your intuitive self?
I remember an incident when I was about three or four, where I was waking up, you know, the fugue state between sleep and wakefulness.
Yeah.
One morning, summer morning, and I heard a male voice very clearly tell me, "Julianne, you're a very special person. you're going to do something that helps a lot of people. And I kind of woke up, opened my eyes, and there was nobody in the room. And from that moment, I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm going to be a research scientist and, you know, develop a cure for polio or cancer or whatever. And from that moment until right now, I've been open to the direction of spirit in that regard. I did have a funny incident in 2005 where I was in a room amongst a large number of attorneys, and somebody walked in and said, "Does anybody here know how to interpret dreams?" He was kind of frantic. And I saw my hand go up, and I heard myself say, "I do." And I was like, "What?" But he came and he sat down next to me and told me the dream. And for the next hour or so, I was talking, and I kept seeing him say, "How did you know that? How did you know that?" And so as the dream interpretation unfolded, it became clear to me that there was something else going on than my analytical mind telling my voice what to say. There was, but I really didn't know back then how it was going to relate to the rest of my life. I was not a minister back then. I was the mother of four children, you know, lawyer, wife thing. And so at that point, I would label that as a aha moment. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. Wow, that's amazing. You know, during last month's numerology show with Reverend Dr. Craig, I mentioned how this year has already had some significant shifting. Remember the earthquakes in Nepal and multiple sites of volcanic activity around the world around the same time. We had the uprising in Baltimore. And since that time, we've witnessed the horrible shooting deaths of 9 African Americans while they were at Bible study in church in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm curious as to, have you received any guidance from the angels, ascended masters, others in spirit, to help us deal with the seeming madness that's going on in the world?
This is an interesting question. The answers exist within Scripture. I refer people to both the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation, which reflect prophecies about the changes which will occur in the earth plane. In truth, the human condition is influenced by the consciousness of man, which from time to time has descended into chaos, violence, competition. The love and support of God is eternal. And the love of God for all human souls is unconditional in nature. It is the birthright of all human souls to live in bliss. And so to the extent that anything exists in contradiction to bliss, it is incumbent upon us to hold a vision of paradise. The shootings, the racial conflict, challenges to the physical structure of the earth can be tied to the relationship between our thoughts, and our reality. At the time of creation of humankind, we were indeed created in the image of and with a fragment of the power of God. And so our ability to think and speak a thing or a condition into existence is what is being played out right now. The changes to the third dimension are a product of an evolutionary leap forward where human ability and the human ability to create in manifestation is taking place. There are elements of human activity, mining, petroleum extraction, events within the banking and finance industries, changes within global political systems, which are causing a condition of unsuitability for humans to continue on the path they have been on. We are coming forth at this time to assist people in their journey to ascension, a higher plane of existence, coming forward in the place of what is passing away. The earthquake in Nepal, which is known as the crown chakra of the earth plane, is a bellwether, a symbol of things to come. Human beings are not intended to live in a state of poverty or lack. The love of the universe is available for all people to tap into, connect with the highest intention of God for our lives. It is for us to believe in our freedom and liberation, to bring about freedom and liberation. The destruction of old physical systems. And we want to say the earth itself is a living, breathing organism. The lakes, oceans, and rivers are part of the earth's circulatory system. The mountains and the crust underneath the surface are the skeleton, the skeletal system of the earth. The hot lava liquid core of the earth is the heart chakra, and the atmosphere is part of the air or the lungs, the breath of the earth. Human activity has endangered the structural integrity of the planet. And as the planet changes, the kind of life that can be sustained on the earth will also change. As we connect to the highest manifestation of God's will, we will move into a new paradise.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. That, if there were no callers, that in and of itself was so amazing and so full, so meaty with information. And I thank you for being open to channel that. Wow.
It is a pleasure. It is also incumbent to understand that there are groups of collective consciousness within the human realm, the collective consciousness of African descended people, the collective consciousness of Aboriginal Indigenous Australian people, have spread around the world, maintaining a constant connection to the Most High, and bringing this connection into every part of life on Earth. Mm-hmm. The Indigenous Native American people hold the space of unity and cohesion of all Earth systems. The turmoil and upheaval that is seen across the world is a product of a consciousness of destruction. The destruction of harmony. Of unity. As the cohesion of intention brings a new experience to the earth plane. The experience of bliss, peace, truth, and unconditional love must prevail.
Yes. Yes. I hear the truth in that. I hear the truth in that, and I commit to that. We all have to look within and make personal shifts and commit to shifting our consciousness to one of unification and peace and love. So thank you for that. We have some callers who may have some specific questions. Is it okay to open up the lines to accept them now?
Yes.
If there is there anything that you would need to know, or anything to let them know what to expect?
We would ask that the individual callers identify themselves by name, location of birth, and the month and year of their birth.
Okay. So that's name, location of birth, and month and year of birth. Okay. Month and year?
Month and day.
Month and day. Okay. Month and day. Okay. Thank you. For those who would like to call in, the number is 917-889-7806. Again, that's 917-889-7806. If you would like to ask a question, please make sure you press 1 to speak with the host so that my switchboard will indicate to me that you would like to be heard. Otherwise, I won't know that you will actually have a question, because some people do listen to the show via the phone, and I want to make sure that whoever is listening and wants to speak, I can acknowledge them. All right. So some callers have been hanging on since I called in or before I called in, and one of them is from the 857 area code. So, caller, you're on the air. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am well. Thank you.
If you could tell us your name and the location, month, and day of birth, that would be very helpful.
Sure. My name is Gwendolyn.
All right.
And my birth location is Raleigh, North Carolina.
All right.
And my birth date is April 2nd.
April 2nd. All right.
Thank you.
And do you have anything in particular to ask, or would you just like to hear what is coming through Reverend Julianne?
You know, I would love to know what's coming through, and I'm ready.
Mm.
Yes.
After listening to her, I'm ready.
What we receive is a life well lived, a passionate commitment to a cause, a decision to follow through on the work it has been thankful, or whether you have received parades and accolades and honors. Your strength of character and your fiery passion. We understand the nature of an Aries woman whose ability to do many things at one time, to do them for their own sake, is paramount. You came into this realm with power and with passion and with grace. You have tackled challenges that others have chosen to walk away from. You are an individual of courage. there an illness or a challenge that you are facing right now?
There is a challenge.
Are no obstacles so great that you will not or cannot overcome? You are an individual of great ability, and what you think and what you say must come to pass. The challenge in consciousness is to be unshakable in your conviction. We would remind you after Jesus cursed the fig tree and the disciples saw and asked him, he stopped and said, "Have faith in God. For if you tell the mountain, believing that it will be, to jump into the ocean, it must happen." The learning agreements and life assignments that you agreed to before you incarnated on the earth plane include the opportunity to teach yourself the power of your own convictions. And be in peace.
Gwendolyn, do you receive?
Yes, I do. I receive.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. God
bless
you.
Many blessings to you.
Blessings to you. Thank you. Thank you.
Are you ready for another?
There is more with Gwendolyn, and we would ask that she reach out to 202-200-9273 at a time of her choosing, and to please indicate by text message how she can be reached in the future.
So, Gwendolyn, there is more. And please follow up again with that number, and we'll repeat it at the end of the show.
The number is 202-200-9273.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. All right, we have another caller from this time the 313 area code.
Hi, how are you? How are you, ladies?
Good. How are you?
Hi, my name's Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. I was born at Riverview Hospital, and my birthday is 11/30/93. And I would just like messages from the other side or just messages. Thank you. Please and thank you.
We are in joy and in jubilation. The channel has a beloved daughter. She has four beloved children, and one beloved daughter is born on that day.
Oh, really?
The truth of your life is a passionate, sometimes complicated journey into self-awareness and understanding. There are many, many layers to your personality, and you have a crystal clear character of great beauty and great strength. We understand the high intellect that you are working with. The gift of a high intellect is a part of the human experience and not the whole. And we would ask you to embrace the heart, the loving compassion of the heart, the truth of the heart, and the heart's ability to see and perceive far in advance of that which resides in the intellect. Your gift, and we see you as an individual who has a gift for science, analysis. We see you in professions that use your analytical ability to a very high extent. And as you connect both your intellect and the sense of love and compassion, all that you have will expand. There are great truths that you are able to reveal, which are previously unknown. And we would ask you to trust all that you have been given.
Yes.
As well to continue as a lifelong learner. Maintain a connection to school, to training, and to teaching as you see it appropriately.
Yes, I'm currently in school. A nurse.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yes, and I currently work, and I work in the hospital.
There is tremendous love. Tremendous love. And tremendous encouragement
Yes.
You okay, Sherelle?
Yes, that's okay.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. What a very beautiful message.
We thank you for calling in.
And I thank you both. Y'all ladies have a great day, and God bless. And God keep you.
Thank you as well. Blessings in all of your endeavors.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful messages. The next person is calling from the 480 area code. Caller, are you there?
I am. Hello, lady.
Hi there. Could you give us your name?
My name is Yvette, and I was born in Baldwin Park, California, and my birthday is 10/26. We are in awe of the tasks that you have set for yourself in this life stream. We see you as an individual who is already vibrating at a high level, and you have achieved mastery in more than one field of endeavor. In this life, your goal of spiritual ascension is made more interesting by the family in which you were born. Do you have siblings?
Yes.
Have any of them crossed over?
Yes.
They want you to know that all is well, they wish they had had more time, the healing and reconciliation has already occurred. They are around you to assist and support you. They are asking whether you have had any dreams, any vivid dreams.
Of them, not that I remember, no, but vivid dreams, yes.
Describe a dream, please.
The most recent one was, it was actually involving my father having committed suicide, and it was a attempting suicide. It hadn't happened, but it was attempting, and I was in Van Nuys, California, when I don't have a relationship with my father. And it woke me up to the point of I just had to research some things, but the brother that you're speaking of actually committed suicide. So I'm not sure where that ties in, but that was a very, very vivid dream that was 2 days ago, 3 days ago at this point.
Mm-hmm. the decision to incarnate as a family group resembles the cast of a play in which there can be a protagonist and supporting cast members. At times, the cast will play along a overarching theme. And there may be many attributes that the family members share. Dealing with the consequences of depression. And we would note that depression and high intellect often go together. The relationships between members the interactions, for instance, in a four-person family, two parents, two siblings. There are multiple relationships between the parents, between each parent and each child, between the children and each individual to the family unit as a whole. And the distinct characteristics of each relationship give flavor or color to the self-concept of each person. What you are experiencing in this life stream are the effects of playing out these relationships, even if there is an absent or more than one absent member. The effect on your self-concept is profound. Your journey includes unlocking the puzzle of who you are in light of the presence or absence of other individuals in your birth family, but also the truth of who you are is also a higher manifestation of God's intention or the intention of the universe for what you have set up for yourself to accomplish. An absent parent leaves your life sometimes out of an act of self-denial. They may feel unworthy of your company and attention and masquerade and act as if there are other causes and conditions which set their absence in motion. Does this make sense?
It does, because actually both of my birth parents were absent, so it makes a lot of sense.
There is great love embracing you, and we would ask you to call on the Archangel Shamuel to bring in the high cosmic presence of the Most High into your energy field at all times. Bless you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Yvette. Thank you for calling. And these are amazing messages of healing and love channeled through Reverend Julianne Robertson. And my gosh, the queue is just increasing. So we have more. We have someone from the 216 area code. Caller, are you on the air?
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call this evening.
Sure. If you could tell us your name, your location of birth, as well as the month and day of birth.
My name is Sharon, and it's Livonia, Michigan, and my birthday is September 1st.
The blessing of a September birthday is the rigorous attention to detail. A open portal to the order that exists within the universe. Allows you to achieve things with ease that other people might only conceive but never bring to manifestation. You have a specific question.
I just wanted to see if you could pick up, like, any changes or anything, any messages on that or anything like that.
We see you as a highly competent individual. And your nature is to see situation, improve them. We see you as an individual who is able to multitask and create multiple income streams through businesses, through beneficial relationships. We even see you living an abundant life as a result of inheritance, games of chance, and other avenues of unexpected wealth.
Wow. Okay.
You have but to claim it and expect it and believe it.
Thank you for that.
and give
it too.
That's right.
Yeah.
The universal law of reciprocity works with the law of cause and effect. And so what you give, you also receive in exponential multitudes. It is the same principle that the master used when he requested loaves and fishes. And so setting the intention to multiply what you have been given, what you have, by sharing with others. And we would advise you that this technique is most effective when you utilize the power of the heart.
Definitely.
Love and compassion and giving freely are a means by which to allow the Most High to use you as a vessel of goodness. We see you as a highly advanced, highly successful individual.
Do you receive that, Sharon?
I receive that.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank
Have
you
a nice
for calling.
Evening. You're very
you
welcome.
Too.
Thank you for
Please.
Accepting me. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. We have a local caller from the 410 area code, and I recognize this number, the 903 exchange. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am here.
Please
hear
tell
me?
Us your name and location of your birth as well as month and day of birth.
My name is Tania Johnson Anderson. I was born in Baltimore, and my birth month is August, and the day is the 25th.
Welcome back, Ty.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
We wish you a wonderful evening. We see you as a being of light.
Mm-hmm.
And a being of love. Your work and the power that you bring to your work has been bestowed upon you and utilized over many, many lifetimes. Can you tell us, please, what you do as a profession?
By day, I am an intelligence analyst, but my heart business, my angel investor is the intelligence analyst, but my heart business is I am an intuitive medium, so I help women manifest everyday miracles. I'm an energy healer and manifester.
The two are very similar to the channel in that you are using the part of your brain, your intellect, as a catalyst for the real work that you were born to do. And on the outside, they would appear to be highly contradictory. And yet they work very, very well to bring about mastery that might be challenging were it not for your ability.
Okay.
So there is a line and a character in the Harry Potter book series. And we know of Severus Snape as a highly accomplished Occlumence. So, in truth, when you called, I could not feel you. And you are to be commended because, as an intelligence analyst, certainly a powerful psychic could pierce to what to get at what you know. And so, hold on. What you have constructed on the psychic plane is effective. I want you to know that.
Okay. So I feel you guys. I know that.
That being said, the purpose and intention of intelligence going back to the truth of the changes that are occurring within the earth plane, the banking and finance systems, the international political relationships that are changing as we speak. There is a relationship between individuals who need to believe that their futures are unlimited, even in the face of wars, natural disasters, and seemingly apparent destruction. And that is a gift that you bring to the world, which is the knowledge that no matter what appears to be true, the only relevant truth is that which comes from your own adherence to faith. And so your work as a healer and light worker, in fact, is much bigger than the information to which you have access. And there may come a time when you write books and volumes about the power of human manifestation.
You're like the third person that said that.
It is an absolute truth. It's an absolute truth. Your experiences on both sides of the energetic divide are relevant to the evolutionary leap that humanity is in the midst of at this time. Helping people to drop fear and doubt and to connect into their highest good. That is your life's mission.
Yes.
And thank you.
Well, thank you, yes.
Thank you, Tynia, for calling in, my dear.
No problem. Thank you.
Love and blessings. All right. Wow. We have so many callers, and we're not going to be able to get to everyone, but let's see if we can get a few more in. The next caller is from another local number, the 240 area code. Caller, you're on the air, 550 Exchange.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I recognize this voice.
Hi. Hi, Reverend Julianne. This is Aurelia.
And hello. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. I'm thanking you for all these beautiful messages that you're sharing this evening. And I was born in Charleston, South Carolina. Do you need my full name or just my first name?
First name is fine.
Okay. Aurelia, born in Charleston, South Carolina. And my birthday is January 5th.
The existence of challenges among peoples is relevant to individual personal challenges. The relationship of landforms to large bodies of water is influential for you as a person and for the groups to which we may belong. The southern United States is currently racked in conflict, and yet every individual whom I have ever met from that part of the world has a depth and a grace and a sweetness of temperament emblematic. And so it is your sweetness as an individual mixed with an ability to master money, material things, possessions, an ability to form very powerful, positive business relationships, and also to create order, emblematic of your journey within this particular life. We see you also as having achieved a great deal of mastery in creating opportunities for advancement. Part of your birthright. And we see you as a potential political candidate, civil servant, commissioner, lawyer, organizational president, someone who is a good steward, finances and possessions. Your ability is a valuable asset to any organization or group with which you are affiliated, and we with spirit asks you to make yourself available to the highest levels of government as a voice of reason, logic, mixed with intellect and compassion. Great soul are coming forward. And it is your dignity and poise which form a canvas on which you have painted an immense life. If there are challenges in personal relationships, we would ask you to call on the Archangel Gabriel, who governs clear communication. And ask God to be with you and to send the Holy Spirit anytime you feel that there are challenges or obstacles with which you need assistance. These are the messages that we are given.
Do you receive, Aurelia?
I do. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting this wonderful show. Always my dear.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Do you have time for one more?
Absolutely.
All right. The next caller has been waiting quite some time from the 202 area code. Caller, you're on the air. Are
Hello?
You there? Yes.
Hello. Hi, it's Natasha. I'm not going to hold up the call because I can talk to Reverend Julian another time. But I just wanted to say thank you for this show, and thank you, Reverend Julian, for your wonderful blessing words. It's beautiful to see women doing this now. Because it's going to take women to do what you're doing to move this world to where it needs to go.
I need to speak to my earlier comment and say how deeply remiss I was because a principal primary teacher. This is beautiful lady. You was on the phone. Yeah.
Oh no! Don't do that.
You know, you ask God for a teacher who will bring you to a new level, to a new place, and when God answers, we have to be in thanks, and so I have to thank Natasha Saunders for caring enough about me and loving me enough to hold her hand out and say, I'm going to walk with you on this journey. And she took my hand when I was hurt and confused, and she worked with me every single day. And I love her so much more than words can ever express. So thank you.
Wow. Beautiful.
You will make me cry.
A lot of crying going on tonight's show, that is for sure. Oh.
No, but I just want to thank you because, you know, I hear you. You know, thank you for all the kind words and the blessings and everything that you've been able to give the other women who have been on the call this evening, and it's just beautiful because I don't think people really get and understand where this planet is going on another level spiritually, and it's going to take us women to help guide it there. So it's wonderful to have this talk show. It's wonderful that the women were on the phone and that you are, as a woman, as a reverend, doing this work. So I just want to say thank you.
I love you so much. Thank you so much.
I love you too.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Wow.
All right. And so I think that we can have one more person. Several people, when I said before, they hung up, but this person hung on, and they're from the 951 area code. So, caller, are you there?
Yes, it's Nathaniel calling from California. How are you?
Good, Nathaniel. How are you?
Oh, I'm just doing spectacular.
Great. Can you tell us your place of birth and your birthday and month and day?
Yes, I was born May 1st, 1957 in Orange, California at 7:36 a.m. And my
twin was born.
I had a twin, and he died a couple months after birth, but he was born about 7 minutes before me.
Oh, okay. Wow. Wow. You're a survivor, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, my twin's over there.
Yes. Well, prepare to receive.
Thank you. Thank you.
To the other side. And we see an infinity symbol that looks like a figure eight, a never-ending connection between you and the other soul who is ascended. We see that you have a very high spiritual mission. We believe that you work with other people in consciousness, either in your profession or within a healing modality. You to continue. They're showing me the word dancer. And movement, yoga, tai chi, and the connections between the soul and the body are important things to consider in your healing modality. It bears mentioning that the energy centers within the body, sometimes referred to as chakras, are also influenced by color healing. We think of the speech center at the throat as a center for truth and a center of manifestation, because we recall that as the Most High spoke, as recorded in Genesis, as he spoke, as she spoke, let there be light, there was light.
there be a separation between the firmament and the ocean. Let there be creatures that fly in the air, that live on the land, and that swim in the ocean. It was the power of speech that governed all that was created. And so we ask you, Nathaniel, to speak light, love, good, and all things wonderful into existence, because that is part of your power. The sacrifice, the sacrifice of the twin whose soul continues, supports you in all that you do.
That is going to have to be our last word for this evening. However, if more comes through, we know that folks can contact Reverend Julianne. And that number again is 202-200-9273. Right?
Yes.
Are you back with us, Reverend Julianne?
Yes, I am.
Right. Nathaniel, thank you so much for calling, dear.
Oh, thank you both so very much.
All right. Blessings to you. Wow. The time has really flown, and we just have 1 minute left. I'd just like to thank you, Reverend Julianne Robertson, and thank Spirit in its many forms that has come through you tonight to give messages of love and healing to the callers, and not just the callers, those who were listening in and those who will listen on demand, because those messages are universal. I gained from every single one, so I thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I invite folks to listen in next week as we continue our 5th year anniversary. We will have a returning guest. It is author Alan Klein, and his latest book that he'll be talking about is You Can't Ruin My Day. I'd like to also invite folks to check out my new book, Diary of a Witch's Daughter, in Kindle format on Amazon. All right. Love and blessings to everyone. Peace.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.